Hare Krishna. The best way to fix the mind on Krishna is to take responsibility for Krishna. So, of the Bhagavad Gita repeatedly tells us to fix the mind on Krishna. Manmana bhava mad bhakto. This is the verse theme that comes repeatedly, and this verse itself comes twice. In 9.34, at the end of the chapter on Bhakti Yoga, and then again in 18.65, when 9.34 at the end of the chapter on the most Rajaguhya Yoga, the most confidential knowledge, and then 18.65 as the topmost instruction, when Krishna has said in 18.64 that now I will give you the topmost knowledge. Sarva Guhyatamam Bhuya, Shunume Paramam Vacha, Ishto Sime Drudhamiti Tato Vakshami Tehetam. And for your sake, because you are very dear to me, for your benefit, I will speak the most elevated knowledge. And what is that knowledge? Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto. Become my devotee, Krishna says. So, and how do you become my devotee? Fix your mind on me. Now, what does Arjuna do? Sometimes people think to become a devotee means that you become impractical, that you just leave the world and go to a temple or go to Vrindavan and just chant Radhe Radhe Krishna Krishna. And that is fixing the mind on Krishna. So, what does Arjuna do? Interestingly enough, although Krishna tells so categorically, fix the mind on me, Arjuna does not renounce the world. Arjuna responds to Krishna's direct call in 18.73 by saying, Karishye vachanam tava, I will do your will. So, Arjuna takes up the responsibility on Krishna's behalf. What is that responsibility? Krishna has said earlier in 4.7 and 8 that dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. He says, I descend to this world to establish dharma. And then he states further, so if he has come to establish dharma, that also means vinashaya cha dushkritam, that he has to destroy those who are disrupting dharma. So the Kurukshetra war was fought to overthrow the adharmic Kauravas who had unscrupulously usurped the Pandavas and grabbed power. So now, for fulfilling Krishna's mission of establishing dharma, the purpose for which he had descended, Arjuna takes up the responsibility of fighting the war. And in this, by so doing, he fulfills the import of Krishna's instruction to fix the mind on him. So, fixing the mind on Krishna, yes, we do need to spend time chanting his holy names, taking darshan of his deities. But all this is not meant to withdraw us from the world. It is meant to engage us with a devotional purposefulness in the world. Now, how much time can we just fix our mind on Krishna in a state of withdrawal from the world? Most of us can't do it for much time. Our mind will wander here and there if we sit down all day to study scripture or sit down all day to chant. Although it may seem wonderful, a wonderful life when we are exhausted or fried out with material life, but after some time we'll get fried out with that also because our mind right now is restless. So we need tangible actions. We need tangible things to do. And taking up services for Krishna is good. So somebody tells us, go and distribute books. Somebody tells us, cut the vegetables for cooking this or set up the mic stand. This is good. This itself involves to some extent engaging ourselves in Krishna. But when we take up responsibility for Krishna, that means we don't just do what we are told, but rather we take up the challenge or the project of getting something done. And that involves taking our anxiety for Krishna, making plans for Krishna. It involves investing our mind, our intelligence, our entire consciousness in Krishna. So for example, somebody is told that, okay, you give this class, you prepare on this topic and give this class. So that is a much more demanding service. What to speak, how to speak, what all points to include. And it, when we start taking up responsibility to do things in Krishna's service on his behalf, then the extent of absorption that comes in Krishna, there it is very difficult to get that by simply trying to fix the mind in Krishna in withdrawal from the world. So when we recognize that we are parts of Krishna, we are meant to do his will, and in doing his will, we attain the greatest happiness, then we recognize that fixing the mind on Krishna means taking responsibility on his behalf. In this way, we can be joyfully and fruitfully absorbed in Krishna in this world as a preparation for being similarly, eternally absorbed, joyfully and productively in his service in this as well as the next world. Thank you. Hare Krishna.